Do you remember the first time you two met?
It was, well, not literally here, but we met on air with you.
Exactly. That's right. It was on air with me, and we locked Alan out.
That's right. I do remember that, because you really wanted to be literally,
I know.
You know,
we
on
locked
air.
You out, and you had to knock on the door, and we were in there doing this live interview, and then you came in, and you were laughing, and you said, this is how they arrange marriages in my country, and I had to explain to you that you were from Miami, and it just kind of threw me for a minute.
I remember that.
Never forget that. I thought that was hilarious. Now, how long ago was that? When did you two meet? How long has it been that you've been performing together?
Alan?
15.
It's at least 15.
15, 16 years
yeah.
ago?
Wow.
Yeah, I know that happens. You know, as you get older, I thought, 6 years ago. And I have to say, Alan, you look the same, but you have just a little bit of gray in your hair now, and it's so cool. I love your haircut.
Jubilant.
Last time I saw you, I mean, when you two met, you had a full head of hair, and now you're just doing the whole...
Well, I had a beard and hair.
Yes.
But that's... That's over 15 years ago.
Yeah. No, 16.
I bet it's close to 20.
Yeah, that's like, we're talking a long time.
Well, it's been a long time. So, see, you guys, it's been a long time, but you both look fabulous.
Thank you.
Just a little bit about, you will both be performing in one of the 10 by 10 concerts at Walton Arts Center Thursday evening at Walton Arts Center at 7 p.m. I'm not sure if tickets are still available, but if they are, you can go to waltonartscenter.org or you can call Walton Arts Center at 443-5600. Now, I think it's so cool that this 10 by 10 series where people can pay $10 to see a concert, but you guys are so worth so much more than that. Seriously, I can't believe this is happening, and I think it's so cool. And I also think it's cool that, Alan, you're a Steinway artist.
Yes.
And we have a Steinway.
Yes, you do.
And we are all in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF talking, and Alan's going to play for us something short in just a little bit. But first of all, I think it's so cool that you guys are together, and I've seen you both since that first meeting.
Right.
I ran into you at a conference, a music conference, and also I have seen you perform at the university. I've seen you perform with Christopher Parkening, and it's just, and now you're together again. So when was the last time you guys played together?
We were talking about that, probably about at least eight years
ago.
Okay, so this is all you guys are going to be sitting down and putting together things for this performance. Can you tell me a little bit about what we're going to be hearing at Walton Arts Center?
I have no idea. No, we're going to do some Brazilian pieces. We're going to do some Spanish. We're going to do some American pieces of Aaron Copland. Spirituals. Alan's playing some Rachmaninoff and Chopin, chopping, as we'd like to say. it's going to be great. It's rather eclectic. It's a fun program.
It's going to be fun. I know Alan and I think we both were talking about how Rachmaninoff is like one of our favorite piano composers. And do you have a favorite? Do you have a favorite composer?
I love Bach.
Okay.
Yeah, I just... It fits.
Okay, now Jubilant, when you were a child, you were actually a soprano, isn't that right?
Gosh, yeah.
Now, how old were you then?
I started singing when I was probably 11, 12.
Okay, and you started as a soprano.
Started as a soprano.
So then your voice changed. What happened? I mean, how did you feel?
I was depressed. I thought it was over. Maybe it was over, and I just didn't know it yet.
It was
rather traumatic, you know, boy soprano. You know, first I didn't like it because guys were teasing me, singing high. But then I was noticed for singing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a summer. I was coming back, ninth grade. So the best part was, people weren't laughing because I was talking high anymore.
Okay.
But the awful part was singing, learning how to negotiate the voice again.
So... Did you take a break and go, okay, this is...
No, I kept right on singing. I started learning sort of the soprano things. I'd learn, like, tenor things from some of the masses of Bach. Sang a lot of Palestrina.
Ooh.
Yeah, so just kept right on pushing through it.
So you went with Bach and Palestrina. Now, through the years, you have, even since you've become a recording artist, you've gone from spirituals, classical, even, you didn't you on a Sony label even dabble a little in jazz?
Sure did. And we're coming back to that soon.
Are you?
But yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good. Well, yeah. Tell me about it. Or is it a secret?
I won't say it's a secret, but I probably better be quiet about it.
Okay.
Is that a secret?
No. you can tell us. We're
talking about doing another jazz recording.
Alan, you are now the head of the piano program at Northwestern.
Actually, I just stepped down. Isn't that coincidental?
Oh.
No, I've been chair for 5 years.
For 5 years, and you stepped
and
down
so I stepped
because.
Back. Actually, my teaching load was getting a bit too heavy, and I didn't want to cut down on the teaching and do the administrative stuff.
Okay.
So I decided I'd rather do the teaching, and I let go of the administrative.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. How many students do you have at Northwestern?
21,
okay.
And I have another 8 outside, some really fantastic high school students.
Oh, wow.
So it's a lot of teaching. And, you know, I enjoy it, so something had to give, and so the administrative stuff is the easiest thing to let go of.
And how long have you been in Chicago now?
It's 14 years.
Do you love it there?
I do. But I do miss, you know, Arkansas and Fayetteville. I was telling Dave that I've...
Dave Thomas we're referring to.
Right. That I've now been in Chicago longer than I was in Fayetteville, which is kind of surprising to me. 14 years in Chicago.
13
And I was
here?
13 at the U of A.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Your brother Alvin,
mm-hmm.
Do the two of you still perform together?
We do.
And,
where is
Alvin?
He and Angela are at Oberlin. They're on the faculty there. And we're still doing concerts together, the three of us. And we have one coming up in May. And we have a CD.
Oh!
I'm
excited.
That's done, and we're putting together the... booklet and all of that sort of stuff.
Oh, good. So. Jubilant, I know the two of you haven't worked anything out yet.
No, we just met this morning.
Yes.
Again.
This morning, again after about
8 years.
I know.
Again,
and,
in your
and
studio.
And I didn't even lock the door. You know? So, but Alan, you're going to play something for us, right?
That's right.
Won't you?
Yes.
Okay, what are you going to play?
A Chopin Nocturne.
Okay.
Great.
All right. Thank you. Chopin, a performance by Alan Chow. You can see Alan Chow and Jubilant Sykes at Walton Arts Center Thursday night, 7 p.m. And for tickets, you can call 443-5600 or you can go to waltonartscenter.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm PJ Hrabowski.